Welcome back to the Deep Dive, where we cut through the noise to get straight to what matters. Today we're tackling something huge, something that's probably already changing how you find information online, and definitely how your audience finds yours. I'm talking about this massive shift in search, where AI is suddenly front and center. You know, things like Google's AI overviews, chatbots like ChatGPT, or Perplexity's synthesized answers. But here's the real question, the core problem. You've put all this effort into creating fantastic content, packed with value. But when someone asks an AI a question, your content answers perfectly. Why isn't your stuff always showing up? Why does it sometimes feel like AI just overlooks it? So our mission today is to demystify this whole area. We're going deep into what we call the GEO core, that's generative engine optimization. This isn't your old school SEO playbook. It's really a fundamental rethink. We'll explore the practical, actionable steps you can actually take right now to make sure your content isn't just found, but genuinely understood and used by these AI systems. It's all about making your content truly AI ready.
Exactly. And it's a pretty significant evolution, right? We're moving beyond just aiming for those, you know, top blue links. Now it's really about making your content so clear, so well structured that an AI can confidently grab it, check it, and then rebuild it into an answer for someone. If you understand how these AI systems think about information, well, that gives you a massive edge.
Okay, let's unpack that then. Before we dive into the really advanced AI tricks, what are the absolute basics, the fundamentals? What makes content technically accessible to the AI and relevant for the AI in this new landscape? Like, is there an AI readiness checklist we should have in mind?
Yeah, that's a great way to frame it. Think of it as a GEO inclusion checklist, because honestly, if the AI can't even find or understand your content structure, nothing else really matters. So first up, technical accessibility. Your site needs to be clean. Semantic content is key. That means using proper heading hierarchies, your H1s, H2s, H3s, and clear list elements, like bullet points or numbered lists. These aren't just for people reading anymore. They're like a table of contents for the AI. They help it break your content down into understandable chunks.
Right, so structure helps the machine parse it.
Precisely. And your robots.txt file needs to be open for the important stuff. If you're blocking key sections, you're basically putting up a do not disturb sign for the AI crawlers. That could really limit your visibility down the line. And don't forget traditional XML and HTML sitemaps, still crucial. They're the maps that help AI systems find all your indexable pages, especially the deeper ones that might be harder to discover just by crawling links.
Okay, so clear pathways, clear structure, anything to avoid on the technical side?
Yeah, actually, a quick tip. Probably skip experimental things like lms.txt for now. It's not really a standard, and most major AI systems aren't using it widely. Better to stick with the proven methods that make your content broadly accessible and understandable.
Got it. Focus on the established best practices for crawlability. So it feels like we're providing the clearest possible map for the AI to navigate our stuff. It's not just writing for a human reader. We're structuring for this incredibly efficient, if literal, machine reader too.
Yeah.
What about the actual content itself, the substance? How do we make that relevant for AI beyond just being easy to crawl?
Excellent question. For content relevance, a clear topical focus is just paramount. Each page should really aim to tackle one specific theme or answer one main question. If you overload a page with too many competing ideas, it just gets much harder for the AI to pull out a precise, confident answer. And your headings, they need to be super descriptive. Accurately summarize the content right below them so the AI instantly gets what that section is all about.
Makes sense. Don't make the AI guess.
Exactly. And another critical piece is answer-like formatting. Think bulleted lists, numbered lists, short, digestible paragraphs, directly answering common questions within your text. This isn't just good writing practice. It seriously boosts the chances of your content being used directly in AI summaries because it's already in a format that's easy to extract.
Okay, so pre-formatting the answers, almost.
In a way, yes. And then citations and signals of authority are, well, they're more vital than ever. Reference reputable sources. Include your own proprietary data if you have it. Quote, subject matter experts. Generative systems are much more likely to surface content that feels credible and verifiable. It's like giving the AI the confidence it needs to actually quote you.
That clicks. It's like we always wanted clear content for people, but now there's this incredibly smart machine reading it too, and it has very specific preferences for clarity, structure, and trustworthiness. But what about the human side? Does all this tech optimization mean we forget about writing stuff that actually grabs our audience?
No, not at all. Actually, it's quite the opposite. Great content still has to resonate with people. That's why we talk about the REAL tenets. Your content needs to be resonant. It has to connect with your audience. Experiential. Can you make it interactive? Engaging. Actionable. Does it give clear value, clear next steps? And leveraged, are you repurposing it, distributing it smartly? These principles create quality content that works for both humans and AI. Remember, the AI's goal is to give it the best answer, and often that means pointing to a really useful, well-crafted piece written for humans.
Okay, so the foundation is really about that semantic clarity, technically and in the content. That's a powerful shift. But here's where it gets really interesting for me. AI isn't just scanning for keywords anymore, right? It's looking for actual facts it can verify and present with confidence.
Mm-hmm.
How do we make our content more AI-friendly with hard data and structure? It feels like it's about being trusted, not just found.
Absolutely. You've hit on a key point. Generative engines are designed to validate information, often across multiple sources. So to get selected and cited, your content needs concrete facts, precise figures, full dates, measurable data points. AI systems prioritize information they can confidently verify and then reuse with minimal ambiguity.
So vague language is out.
Pretty much. Yeah. Be incredibly specific. Instead of most users prefer X, say 85% of users prefer X. Use full, clear dates like as of April 2024 or between 2021 and 2023, not fuzzy phrases like in recent years. That gives the AI crucial context, especially around freshness. And present your data in formats it can easily grab. Tables, bullet points, clearly labeled metrics like Google's AI overviews appeared in 51.4% of U.S. search queries in May 2024. Something concrete. And always, always back up your claims with links to trusted original sources. This massively boosts your perceived authority and gives the AI a clear path to validate what you're saying.
That makes perfect sense. It's almost like we're not just writing articles anymore. We're building little databases of verifiable facts within our articles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what about more formal structured data like schema.org markup? Is that still a thing? Is it more important now?
Oh, it's more crucial than ever. Seriously. Generative systems lean heavily on these structured signals. They aren't just looking for keyword matches anymore. Schema.org markup, meta descriptions, other structural clues, they give AI models a direct roadmap to understand the meaning, the relationships, the utility of your content. Think of schema as like a universal language for machines.
So which schema types are most impactful for this, for GEO?
Well, you should use schema wherever it genuinely reflects your content. Some really impactful types include FAQ page for Q&A, product for e-commerce, organization, and person to clearly define who's who, how to for instructions. Review, event, and article are also great for rich content. But the key here is be comprehensive, not just compliant. Just passing the validation tools is, you know, fine. But really defining the entities, their attributes, their relationships, that gives the AI much richer context to extract and reuse your stuff. Accurate meta descriptions, while maybe not a direct ranking factor in the old sense, they definitely influence how AI systems summarize or preview your content. And that clear heading hierarchy we talked about, H1s, H2s, paragraph tags, vital for LLMs to segment and interpret content. Just one warning. Avoid generic or irrelevant markup. If it doesn't honestly reflect the page content, AI might just ignore it, or worse, it could confuse things. Focus on honest, well-aligned markup.
Right. So by being super precise with data and giving AI this detailed map via schema, we're not just hoping it understands. We're actively teaching it how to use our information effectively. It sounds like maybe more effort up front, but the payoff for becoming a trusted source must be pretty significant. Okay, now here's something fascinating I've noticed. AI seems to be valuing authentic human voices more lately. I'm seeing way more Reddit threads and Quora answers popping up in AI overviews. Why is user-generated content, UGC, suddenly is so important? And how can we, as creators, maybe leverage that?
Yeah, this is a really significant trend. It's partly driven by AI's hunger for real-world insights, especially with things like Google's hidden gems focus. AI systems are definitely prioritizing UGC for certain types of queries. Think troubleshooting, product comparisons, people sharing their lived experiences, niche use cases, or those, has anyone tried this kind of question.
Why, though? What's the appeal for the AI?
Generative models value it because it often reflects authentic, diverse situational insights. Stuff you just don't find in polished, official corporate content. It's the raw, unfiltered perspective from people actually doing or experiencing something.
Okay, so how do we work with that? If we have a platform with user input like a forum, reviews, comments.
Right. If you manage that kind of platform, you need to encourage structured contributions. Prompt your users to use full sentences. Ask them to include specifics like, when I used product X on my Mac M1 instead of just, it didn't work. Vague doesn't help. Encourage them to break up multi-part answers with line breaks or bullet points. AI models love structured, explicit language because it's way easier to extract and summarize reliably.
Gotcha. Make the UGC itself more machine readable.
Exactly. Also, mark up your UGC with clear schema where you can. Things like review, QA, page, or discussion forum posting help systems identify and rank those user responses. AI is also trained to look for utility signals. Does an answer actually solve the problem? Does it have clear steps? Is there engagement, like upvotes or replies? And keep an eye on how AI surfaces public UGC. Tracking when and where, say, Reddit threads pop up in AI overviews gives you incredibly valuable clues about what kind of authentic content the AI currently values.
That raises a really important point. It feels like AI is actively seeking out those real-world experiences, the nuances that traditional search maybe struggled with. So for content creators, it's not just about what we publish formally. It's also about how our audience talks about things and maybe even structuring those community conversations to make them more useful for AI. It's almost like we're becoming curators of conversation for the AI.
That's a great way to put it. Your content strategy now kind of needs to account for where and how your audience is sharing their real insights, because the AI engines are definitely looking beyond just the official company blog. It's about tapping into that collective intelligence.
Okay, let's go even deeper now. How does AI really understand language? We know it's not just keywords. It's about meaning, context, relationships between ideas. How do we write for that deeper level of comprehension? How do we anticipate how AI is actually breaking down our words?
Right. This takes us into what we call high-quality, entity-rich, embedding-friendly language. It sounds complex, but the core idea is this. AI systems work by turning language into mathematical representations vectors, or embeddings. These embeddings capture semantic meaning. Think of it like a giant multidimensional map where words and concepts that mean similar things are clustered close together. The clearer and more semantically rich your content is, the easier it is for AI models to accurately place it on that map, understand it, and then reuse it.
Okay, so richer meaning equals better understanding by the AI. How do we achieve that richness?
Well, first, write with clearly defined entities. Don't say this tool if you mean Google Search Console. Named entities help the models resolve meaning accurately. Use consistent terminology for key concepts. LLMs can sometimes get tripped up by too many synonyms or ambiguous phrasing. Also, use modifiers and descriptors. Enterprise SEO agency paints a much clearer picture for the AI than just agency. It helps build that richer understanding.
All right. Be precise, be consistent. What about the structure of the writing itself on a more granular level?
Good question. Let's touch on a few key NLP concepts that are relevant here. First, semantic chunking. This means creating clear, sort of atomic passages that can ideally stand alone. Think one core idea per paragraph. Use bullets, lists, tables, concise headings, and crucially, try to avoid context-dependent phrasing. Pronouns like this or it, without a very clear subject right before them, can lose all meaning when an AI lifts that chunk of text out of its original context. Each piece needs to make sense on its own.
Wow. So I should imagine someone pulling just one paragraph out of my article, and it still needs to be understandable. That's a tough discipline, but I see how powerful it would be for AI extraction.
Precisely. It forces clarity. Then there are semantic triples. These are simple subject, predicate, object statements. Think Paris subject is located in predicate France object. These are like the fundamental building blocks for knowledge graphs. They help AI understand explicit facts and relationships. So focus on consistent nouns and verbs, simple sentence structures where possible, making each sentence a complete self-contained idea. It's about crystallizing information.
Okay. Chunking for standalone sentence, triples for clear facts. What else?
Core reference resolution. This is how AI links different words or phrases that refer to the same thing. For example, Google announced a new AI model. The company expects it to revolutionize search. They plan to roll it out next year. Core reference resolution helps the AI understand that Google, the company, it, and they all refer back to Google and its model. This lets the AI stitch together information across your whole text, even if you vary your language a bit.
That's incredible. It's like the AI has this super-powered internal thesaurus and pronoun tracker.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're clear and consistent, we make its job much, much easier.
Exactly. You're reducing ambiguity. And one last quick point, readability scoring. Metrics like Flush Kincaid aren't just academic. Content that's easier for humans to read is generally easier for AI to process too. And it's considered a quality signal, potentially even for AI overviews. Good readability improves user experience, reduces bounce rates, and tells generative models this is high-quality stuff.
So it really, really sounds like we're not just writing for people anymore. We're also writing for these incredibly sophisticated machine readers. By structuring our language, intentionally being precise, consistent, creating self-contained ideas, we make our content not just human-readable, but fundamentally machine-readable, and therefore more discoverable, more trustworthy for AI. It's a fascinating blend of linguistic craftsmanship and technical optimization.
That's the absolute essence of generative engine optimization, or GEO. It truly sits right at that intersection. Technical SEO, cutting-edge content strategy, and natural language processing. Getting it right means understanding how these complex models interpret the web, and then feeding them content they can confidently trust, pull from, and reuse. This focus on what we call relevance engineering, it means optimizing for semantic scoring, structuring passages specifically for AI, understanding vector embeddings. It's all about ensuring your content isn't just found, but intelligently understood and deemed genuinely useful.
Wow. We've covered a huge amount today. Everything from the basic technical groundwork for AI accessibility to the power of precise data and structured markup, the surprising rise of user-generated content, and even how AI breaks down our language at this really fundamental semantic level. Mm-hmm. The common thread through all of it seems to be clarity and intention. Every piece of content needs to be purpose-built, considering both human understanding and machine intelligence.
Absolutely. The search landscape is always shifting, always evolving, but one thing really stays constant. Quality content wins. It's just that now the definition of quality has expanded. It includes how easily an AI can understand your content, verify it, and ultimately use it to answer someone's question. So focusing on that semantic clarity, using precise data, having robust structured data, that's probably the most concrete step you can take today to make sure your content is seen as a trusted source by these powerful generative systems.
Okay, so here's a final thought to leave everyone with. As AI gets smarter, as it becomes an even bigger gatekeeper to information, what if the most valuable content isn't just about providing an answer, but about providing the most verifiable answer? How does that change the way you approach creating your next piece of content, knowing that an AI might be its primary interpreter and potentially its ultimate advocate? Something to think about. That's all for this deep dive. We'll see you next time.